I am joined now on the line by Jean-Jacques Cornish, who's going to be bringing us the latest news from Africa. Jean-Jacques, good morning and happy Heritage Day.
Bonjour to you, Amy. Thank you. Thank you. We're not supposed to call it Braai Day, are we?
No, I don't think we are, but I trust you'll be lighting the fire a bit later.
I haven't braaied anything now for more than 50 years, so I might be tossing the salad a bit later. That will be me.
Oh, well, then you want to listen to Kyle Buckingham coming up at 7:30. He's going to give us all kinds of plant-based braai recipes.
Jolly good, yes. I'd certainly wait for that one.
Jean-Jacques, let's start with what's happening in Sudan.
Well, you know, they had a coup there, a failed coup last week. Now, apparently it's not the first time. There have been other attempts at insecurity. This is Bashir loyalists, Omar al-Bashir, of course, overthrown 2 years ago, and a civilian, or certainly a mixed regime, has been brought in. Now, this failed coup, according to the Prime Minister, Abdallah Hamdok, he's blamed, quotes, the forces of darkness and remnants of a previous regime bent on aborting civilian transition. Now, the transition has been a painful one, and not a blood-free one, but the 21 officers and a number of soldiers have been detained. But according, again, to Hamdok, there have been a number of civilians also involved in this. So it seems to be Bashir loyalists who are behind it. Stability has been restored. And the country, which is struggling, you know, having divested itself or being divested of South Sudan, which is where the oil is, it is on the banks of the Nile. It's in a battle with Ethiopia over the waters of the Nile because of the Grand Renaissance Dam. So it's a country, you know, that has more than its share of problems. And we hope then for the stability in the region that this coup can be put behind them, and that certainly that transition to proper full-on democratic civilian rule can continue.
And then moving a bit further south to the situation in Mozambique.
Well, you know, Mozambique, of course, we've had this problem with the jihadis for some time. There's regional forces in, SADC forces in, as are Rwandans. They've moved in, and that was to the chagrin of the regional forces, who said, we should be doing this. The EU's also got some training forces there. But they can't seem to really get a grip on things as much as we'd like to see in our eastern neighbor. Dozens, in fact, 87 in all, women and children were rescued in the northern area of Macomia. This is all in Cabo Delgado province and in the forests of Quintarajo. Now, 5 people guarding them have been killed, and the troops finding them have also suspected they've come across another base, and the search for even more civilians continues there. So this is the insecurity in Mozambique continues, sadly, and we're hoping again for some restoration of that as soon as possible, because South Africa feels it with a number of people fleeing over, and even South Africans were involved in some of this insecurity or victims of this insecurity in the recent past.
Yeah, I mean, I was about to say, I think a lot of people here don't realize just how dire the situation is. I mean, it's right next door. So many South Africans are affected. As you say, I've got a friend who works up there, and this guy's worked in security in Iraq and has seen some pretty hectic stuff, and has said, you don't even want to know what I've seen in the time that I've been working up there recently.
I can just imagine.
Yeah, it's really horrific. And now, what's happening in Madagascar with this drought? It sounds absolutely horrific.
Well, you know, they're on the very brink of famine. According to the World Food Programme, they're at level 5 of the famine, which is the highest level of food insecurity on the scale of the World Food Programme. People are living on locusts and leaves, and this is thousands of people. Now, basically, they've had Madagascar could be the first climate-induced famine on the planet. Now, I know they do have food insecurity at many times. I've been there 3 times now as an election observer. Mm. And on one of them, you know, I flew back home with some NGOs, you know, some NGO workers who said, what about the famine? Did you see the people there? This is some years back. And I said, no, we didn't even know about it. He said, well, this is the problem in this country. You know, these things happen. They do have, they have plague even in Madagascar. It's a country that, that battles along. And so here we have these thousands of people close to starving. The World Food Programme is going to have to make all sorts of appeals, and certainly we hope that the international community and certainly the region is going to, is going to come to the aid of Madagascar. But they've had 4 years of drought, and that is really basically what has caused this. And the drought, we understand, is climate change induced.
I was just talking about climate change earlier in the show. It has been a prominent feature in international news this week, but I feel like perhaps it's a little bit too late, you know, when we're already seeing these dramatic effects of it.
Absolutely. Well, we see the flooding all over Europe and the droughts now in Africa, but we were warned long ago that this was going to happen. And we have had the reports that have said, you know, it's not like this is something that could be happening if we don't take care. It is happening already. We're going to have to take real measures to stop it. And we've got to have the climate summit coming up in Scotland in a few weeks' time.
6 weeks' time, and yeah.
Yes, we're going to have to see. This is not, I mean, unfortunately, climate change has been politicized. We really hope that those who are trying to make political capital out of it are absolutely repudiated. We're going to have to do something now because it's on us, and we see this in Madagascar.
Jean-Jacques Cornish, you enjoy your Heritage Day salad, and thank you for joining us so early on this Friday morning.
Lovely chatting.
Have a great day. That's Africa correspondent Jean-Jacques Cornish bringing you all the latest news from the continent on this Heritage Day.